If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Special guest Friday here at Magic 106.7. It's funny. Our special guest, Eva Chapman, joins us. She's a senior at a high school senior in Halifax, Massachusetts. Did we get kind of stuck on the homeschool thing? I think the three of us, Eva, all have kids.
Well, it's fascinating.
And they all went to public schools.
Right.
And so there's a lot we don't know about homeschooling. We didn't mean to overwhelm you with questions on that.
No, it's okay. I get it all the time.
Do people all zone in on the homeschooling thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's like I only, again, had a sneak peek of it during COVID, and it was, I'm not disciplined enough to be able to do that. So I'm so impressed that you could do it and that
and
your parents can do it.
Yeah. Her mom devoted her full time to it. I think that that's so remarkable.
You mentioned that your teachers, your mom, had to grade you. Was she a tough teacher?
Yeah.
Was she tough?
I mean, it went by the book, so I don't think it was really her choice.
Yeah. But were there times where you're like, come on, man?
You know, I know.
She
like,
really, yeah.
The essay grading.
Good for her. Oh, the essay grading.
Yes. Yeah. What I love, though, Eva, about you is you're still so active. You're homeschool, but you're really, really active out in your community. You know, you started a newsletter for the town.
Yeah.
And you also have a poetry club?
Yes.
Yeah, talk about that.
Yeah, so I started that in, like, October at the Council on Aging in my town, so... We started off with going over like a few different poets, and then we decided which ones we liked the best, and then we just started going over them each week.
Yeah. Kendra, do you have a favorite poet?
You're so funny. I think, who's the one that was from here? Robert Frost, right? Wasn't he from around here? Something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong?
There's a lot from around here.
Oh, okay.
So probably.
Okay. See, they're doing this to me on purpose. I'm telling you, I'm lucky that I got through high school and somehow I got a college degree from UMass. Yeah. They're probably regretting that now.
I have no idea. Well, speaking of college, you're in the throes of applying to colleges right now.
Yeah.
You said you just finished up all of your applications.
Yeah, thankfully.
And you want to do journalism?
Yes.
Hmm. Do you have a favorite place or number one pick for college? Can you say? Or do you, the one that you really hope to get?
I'll say it. Boston University.
Okay. Mm. All right.
Because that's nearby. I mean, I know you have a fantastic journalism program.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, are you kind of close to staying? Are you going to apply to places that are kind of close to home, East Coast kind of thing?
Yeah, definitely. But also, when I was on my tour at BU, I actually met the editor of their like independent newspaper because it's not like affiliated with the school really. Like the students started it, but I feel like that would be a great opportunity.
Just by chance, you met them?
Yeah, he was my tour guide.
Oh,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That's very cool.
I'm always like. 17 years old, so I always think like this is the future. You're here to, you know, replace all of us eventually, and I always look for signs that, oh my God, there's hope for the future.
Right, I know.
And so young people who are doing poetry clubs with the senior centers and things like that in their community makes me think, boy, you're doing good things at such a young age. You also said, it's funny, we were talking about music and you were talking about like Elton John and
my favorite.
Queen and David Bowie, which is not quite in your demo. How did you get turned on to music from the 80s and 70s and 80s, really?
My parents and my grandma.
Yeah.
And I feel like they all have very different music tastes with oldies, so there's like a lot of
oldies.
Diversity.
Grandma, you hearing all this?
No, that's what we are now. My daughter's 14, and I'm like, do you listen
to
any new music?
It's weird that like Queen is oldies.
Yeah.
It is.
But it's the good stuff, so I would rather have that than, you know, I don't know. Something that isn't as good. So,
well, maybe we'll put her to the test. We could have her play Throwback Live.
Yeah, we're going to have you play Throwback Live.
That'd be good.
Maybe put a Queen clue or a David Bowie clue in there. And we're also going to give you a test a little bit later on, just because you're homeschooled, you're applying to colleges. We're quite sure that your education is, you know, quite suitable and excellent. Mm-hmm. But we're going to put you and Kendra in the ring together.
Oh, great!
Quiz you on a
I wonder who's going to win.
The culture quiz.
The culture quiz. Some civics. A few other things sprinkled in.
Yeah.
Returning
Jeopardy
champion right here. So.
You got it.
That's all ahead. Magic 106.7.